like to turn tonight to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I've been preaching a series of messages on being the church that people need. We want to continue with that thought, and there'll just be two more messages after this on this subject. But in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 12, "Even so ye, for as much as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church." Paul, of course, is writing to the local body at Corinth. This was a church, as we all know, that had many problems. It was a church that had many struggles, many divisions, and the problems were caused by these divisions. There were many contentions. There was error on many fronts in the church, and Paul uses 1 and 2 Corinthians, two separate letters, to address some of these issues. And the letters of 1 and 2 Corinthians really reveal the sad state and the sad condition that all the churches of the Lord can slide into simply by regarding the wisdom and regarding the philosophy of the world rather than the counsel of the Lord. That's all you have to do, is heed to the counsel of the world, heed to the philosophy of the world, and you've got problems. That's true in our individual lives. That's true in our church lives as well. But in these letters, Paul, specifically in 1 Corinthians 12, we're not going to turn there, but Paul addresses that each member has a vital connection to Christ, the head. And this connection, this relationship between the members of the church individually and between them and Christ is vital. It's vital to the health of the church. It's essential to the health of the church. A church can only be spiritually healthy if there is a proper relationship between members and Jesus Christ. That's the only way that a church can be healthy. If the members of the church do not have a healthy relationship with the Lord, then of course when we congregate together, that's no magic formula. That if the members are living a life that is out, that's not in a close relationship with the Lord, when we congregate, that doesn't just magically happen. So if we do not have a proper relationship with the Lord when we congregate, we as a church, we as assembly, do not have a proper relationship, and we cannot possibly be spiritually healthy. So this is crucial, that if we're going to be the church that people need, then each and every member must have a proper relationship to the Lord. If a church is going to be what people need, then the members must be spiritually right. You can preach truth. The church can preach truth. The church can write up a statement of faith, and it can be as sound as can be. But if the members are not spiritually right, the church isn't right. So that has to be. It doesn't matter. Again, you can have a statement of faith, and it can be sound, but that doesn't make you right. The only way you can be right is for each member to be right. So we must have a right attitude. If we're going to be the church that people need, we as individual members must have a right attitude toward the spiritual. And we, of course, live in very wicked times. We all know this, times in which sin is rampant, defiance of God is rampant, defiance of God's authority is rampant. There's an openness about sin that we have never seen in our lifetime, and it's a time when people are seeking to force their sinful lifestyles and their rebellious and ungodly lifestyles, not only upon society, but they try to force these things upon the Lord's churches as well. Again, you can find a church, you can find an assembly that will let you do just about anything you want to do. You don't have to bring it here, because we're not going to allow you to do that. So you might as well just go somewhere else. But they don't want to do that. They don't want to do that because they're enemies. They're enemies to the truth. They're enemies to the Lord's house. So these are very wicked times. But in spite of all of that, we can still be the church that people need. We live in times when wrong is defended. And we live in times when right is mocked and it's ridiculed and made fun of. But we can still be the church that people need in spite of all those things. But in order to do that, we must not become the world. If we become the world, we cease to be what people need. If we become the world, we can no longer help people. We can no longer be what they need. Now, we live in a day where the term great churches, that's a great church that's thrown around very often. But a church cannot be great if it's not what people need. If it's not what the ungodly needs, I don't care whatever else they may offer, they cannot possibly be great. And a church cannot be what people need if the members of the church are not what people need. If our individual lives are not what people need, if our individual lives are what people want rather than what people need, again, when we congregate, it doesn't just magically happen that we then become the church that people need. So everything depends upon our own personal relationship with the Lord. Again, the church can only be great if it is what an ungodly humanistic society needs. So a church cannot be the church that people need if the members are not spiritually right. Now, our text, 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 12, contains an exhortation that is applicable to members of the Lord's churches everywhere. It's an exhortation that if we would give heed to, that if we would simply obey, we would prevent a lot of problems, and we would be, and we will continue to be the church that people need. Now, there are five key words that we want to notice here in 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 12. Notice the word zealous. Note the word spiritual. Thirdly, note the word seek. Fourthly, we see the word excel. And fifthly, we see the word edifying. Five key words. These words reveal our responsibility. These words reveal our duty. And in these words, we see what should be our desire. What should be the desire of every single member of Home Baptist Church. We see that in these five words. We're going to speak this evening on the seeking of spiritual excellence. In other words, if we're going to be the church that people need, we have to be spiritually progressive. We have to always be progressing spiritually. We cannot cease to progress spiritually, because if we do that, if that goes on for a period of time, you will cease to be the church that people need. I don't care how many members, new members you may add, and how many things you may do, and how many visitors you may have. When a church ceases to progress spiritually, they are in serious, serious trouble. And they are in danger of having the candlestick removed. Now, what is stated in our text is also stated in the second paragraph of the church covenant. that is the principle, is stated in the second paragraph of the church covenant, which says, "We engage therefore by the aid of the Holy Spirit to strive for the advancement, to strive for the advancement of this church, to strive for the advancement of this church in knowledge." That is, each one of us needs to be growing in knowledge. We need to be progressing in knowledge. In holiness, that is, each one of us has a responsibility to progress in holiness. If we're going backwards in these things, we are on the road to ceasing to be the church that people need, to advance the church in comfort, to promote its prosperity and spirituality. This is a promise. This is a pledge. This is a pledge of taking an active interest in the church of which we are a member. It is a pledge to be actively interested in the spiritual well-being of the church. And the only way that we can be spiritually interested in the spiritual well-being of the church is for you and I to be interested in our own spiritual well-being. So we have a pledge here. It is a pledge of participation in the spiritual progress of this church. It is a pledge to the spiritual well-being of the church. We each pledge that we will do everything we can for the spiritual well-being of Home Baptist Church. And we as members are responsible to that. We are obligated for that, and the church holds us accountable for that. If you do not want accountability, then you should not be a member of one of the Lord's churches. The church has the right, the church has the authority to make you accountable, to cause you to give an account. So it does matter how we live. So this should be our commitment, to put forth whatever labor is needed to cause the church to progress spiritually, to put forth whatever exertion is needed, to put forth whatever time is needed to cause this church to be always moving forward in the spiritual realm. Never moving backwards spiritually, but always moving forward spiritually. The danger of moving backwards spiritually is, where does it stop? Where does it stop? When are you going to stop it? You can't just stop it anytime you please. Before long, it gets out of control. And then the church ceases to be what people need. So each member has a responsibility to cause the church to increase spiritually, to cause the church to be developing spiritually, to cause the church to be advancing spiritually. In other words, we're to be a true addition to the church. Not just a numerical addition, but a true addition to the church. We truly add to the spirituality of Home Baptist Church. That's a true addition. And again, we must never get so interested in numerical progression that spiritual progression takes a back seat. Spiritual progression is always to come first. So we want to notice a few things here in 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 12. First of all, there is such a thing as spiritual excellence. There is such a thing as spiritual excellency. Notice the word excel here in 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 12. To excel is to exceed beyond where you are. It is to surpass wherever you are. It is to be better than what we are. It is to shine forth. Now notice what it says here. Notice that ye may excel. That ye may excel. That phrase is indicative of the fact that there is more out there, because we can excel. So there is more out there for us to obtain spiritually. There is more out there for you and I to grasp spiritually. There is more out there for you and I to lay hold of spiritually. Notice again those words, that ye may excel. That is also indicative of a possibility. It is indicative of an opportunity. We have the possibility. The possibility exists that you and I can excel spiritually. We have the opportunity to excel spiritually. So there is the possibility. There is the opportunity for each one of us to exceed wherever we are spiritually right now. There is a possibility for each and every one of us to exceed that. There is the possibility for you and I to surpass. Wherever we might be spiritually right now, we have the opportunity, we have the possibility of surpassing wherever we are. Therefore, it becomes our responsibility. It becomes our duty. There is the possibility to advance beyond where we are spiritually. There is a possibility for you and I to be better. There is a possibility for you and I to shine forth spiritually. And this should be our desire. It should be our desire. It should be our aspiration. It should be our longing to surpass, to go beyond, to go further than wherever we are spiritually right now. It ought to be our desire, our aspiration, our longing, our hungering, our thirsting to be more spiritually. And that's true of each and every member. And such is necessary if we're going to continue to be the church that people need. Secondly, we see that there is an attitude necessary to excel. And we see that in the words zealous and seek. There is a spiritual excellency. And we are to zealously seek that which is spiritual. We are to be zealous of the spiritual. That is, the spiritual is to have the priority. The spiritual aspect is to be foremost. It is, the spiritual aspect is to be primary. The spiritual aspect is to be supreme. And if we're going to continue to be the church that people need, again, it's not about being numerically progressive. It's not about being financially progressive. It's all about being spiritually progressive. It's all about advancing spiritually. It's not about advancing in numbers. It's not about advancing in dollars. It's about advancing spiritually. Because we could have $1 million, $2 million in the bank. That still will not make us the church that we need to be. That will not make us the church that people need. We can fill the building. We can have to enlarge the building. But that will not make you the church that people need. There has to be a spiritual advancement. We have to be spiritually healthy. And that is the only way that we can possibly be the church that people need. So it's all about being spiritually progressive. We're to be zealous to excel. We're to be zealous to excel spiritually. That means each one of us is to have a passion to go beyond where we are. We are to be devoted to that. We are to be dedicated to excelling spiritually. And each one of us needs to take on that responsibility personally. That we are going to be devoted. We are going to be dedicated to excelling spiritually. It means to zealously seek means that we are enthusiastic about this. People can get very enthusiastic about a building program. They can get very enthusiastic when they see the treasury is growing. But we ought to be enthusiastic about progressing spiritually. That's what ought to enthuse us. That's what ought to excite us. That the church is progressing spiritually. And again, it means that we're going to be eager to excel spiritually. It means we're going to be vigorous in this. It means that we're going to be committed in this thing of excelling spiritually. To excel spiritually, to zealously seek to excel spiritually, is the opposite of indifference and apathy. You talk to almost any pastor of any denomination today and ask them what the most discouraging thing is, and they will almost all say indifference and apathy. It's a discouraging thing. And now when I talk about indifference and apathy, I'm talking about in the realm of the spiritual. There is a great indifference, there is a great apathy about spiritual things. We are to zealously seek spiritual excellence. That is, we are to go in search of spiritual excellence. We're to seek it. We're to go looking for spiritual excellence. We're to work toward it. Each one of us, as an individual member, has a responsibility to work toward spiritual excellence, to seek to achieve spiritual excellence, to seek to obtain spiritual excellence. We are to, it's to be our goal, it's to be our aim, it's to be our focus, to excel spiritually. Because there is, no matter where you are spiritually, there is a higher plane of spiritual living. No matter where we are, there's a higher plane. There's a higher level to advance to. And we ought to always be seeking that, and we ought to do so with great zeal. Now, the world and our culture continues to grow worse and worse. And unless we seek earnestly to excel spiritually, there's no way you can continue to be the church that people need. You can't sit still and be the church that people need, because the world's getting worse and worse. And in the same degree that the world is getting worse and worse, we need to be getting better spiritually. We need to be getting stronger spiritually. But what is happening today? Churches are being weakened by our culture. Churches are being weakened by society. Churches are being weakened spiritually by the world. And if that trend continues, they cease to be the church that people need. And once those trends continue, there's very few exceptions that they stop. Those are trends that you do not get out of. It's just like when a church starts surrendering things, you're not getting them back. You're not getting them back. Once you give it up, it's gone. So we better be careful. We better be careful what we give away. I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about spiritual things. I'm talking about truth. We better be careful what we're going to compromise, what we compromise on. Because what we give away, we're not going to give back. We are to get in the mind. That means that we have to get out of the mindset of contentment when it comes to spiritual things. We can't be content where we are spiritually, individually, or as a church. We cannot. We have to get out of the mindset of mediocrity. We can't settle. We can't settle for the norm, because the norm is pitiful. We can't settle tonight for the ordinary. We can't settle for the typical, because those things are pitiful in the spiritual realm. We can't settle for the usual. But instead, we have to have passion. We have to have devotion and dedication and commitment and enthusiasm. And with great eagerness and great energy, we as individuals must work toward and pursue spiritual excellence. That's the only way that a church can continue to be what people need. To seek that we may excel means, again, that we, with great passion and great energy, that we extend ourselves to a higher plane of spiritual living. It means that we have a greater desire. It means that we have a greater longing, that we're reaching for higher ground spiritually, that we're pressing toward higher ground spiritually, that we're willing to launch out in that direction, all in order to excel in the spiritual realm. That should be the desire for every single one of us. Again, it's absolutely necessary. It's absolutely necessary if we're going to be the church that people need to excel spiritually, to always be progressing in the spiritual realm, to be a spiritually progressive church. Thirdly and lastly, we see the result of obtaining and always striving for spiritual excellency, and we see that we are to seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church. Seek to surpass where you are spiritually. Seek to be better than whatever we are spiritually, in order to edify, in order to edify the church. So in other words, if we seek zealously to reach spiritual excellency, this will have a positive, it will have a favorable, it will have a constructive, useful, beneficial, productive effect upon the church of which we are a member. And that's really the only way that you and I can have a positive and favorable effect upon the church in which we are a member. That is, we have to be ourselves progressing spiritually. The word edifying means to build. Seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church, to the building of the church. It means to fashion. It means to model, to shape, to increase, to establish, to confirm. And our spiritual condition, individually, our spiritual condition goes toward either the building or the demolishing of Home Baptist Church. We need to take this seriously. Our own spiritual condition either goes toward the building of the church, or it goes toward the tearing it down. It either goes toward the building of being the church that people need, or it causes us to cease to be the church that people need. Our spiritual condition goes toward fashioning and shaping the church of which we are a member. We either fashion by our own spiritual condition, we either fashion it favorably or unfavorably. But each one of us, we are either a favorable addition or an unfavorable addition. We are either adding to the spirituality of the church, or we are taking away from the spirituality of the church. Our spiritual condition either contributes to the spiritual increase, or it contributes to the demise of the church. If you do not pray as an individual, and you do not read the scriptures as an individual, and you do not take care of your heart as an individual, what happens if others are doing the same thing? What happens if a majority of people are doing the same thing? You're in serious trouble. Again, you can come out with the greatest statement of faith that man has ever seen. That won't make you the church that people need. We have to individually be progressive spiritually. Our spiritual condition is to go toward the spiritual support of the church. Our spiritual condition is to go toward the spiritual help of the church. Our spiritual condition is to assist the church spiritually, of which we are a member. Our spiritual condition is to go toward the spiritual nourishment of the church. It is to go toward the spiritual continuance of the church, the spiritual improvement of the church. Our own spiritual conditions. Oh, we're strong. We believe such and such. Are you right with God? Are you right with God? Because how can a church be right if the members aren't right with God? We have to be right with the Lord. Each one of us. So it, don't say, well, I'm backslidden, as if that's not a big deal. That's a big deal. Because that has quite an effect. More than you and I realize. It has quite an effect upon the body of which we are a member. Therefore, we ought to seek that ye may excel. Because our spiritual condition determines whether or not we have a positive and favorable impression upon the church. Our spiritual condition determines whether you contribute to the strengthening of the church or to the weakening of the church. Churches that I have pastored in the past, I have had individuals on different occasions come to me and say, you perhaps aren't aware of how much money I give to this church. I don't care. I don't care. That's not what it's about. And I realize we're to tithe and we're to give an offering. But how much you give isn't what makes a church what it ought to be. It's our spiritual condition. We need to seek to excel. We ought to strive to excel. We ought to dedicate ourselves to excel spiritually. We ought to commit ourselves to excelling spiritually. It ought to show in our attitudes. It ought to show in our behavior that we are committed to spiritual excellence. We're committed to that. Individually, we're committed to that. And collectively, as an assembly, we are committed to spiritual excellence. And every time we assemble, it ought to be for this end, to excel spiritually. That we might excel spiritually, that we might surpass where we are, that we might go beyond where we are. The truth is, every week we ought to be stronger. By Wednesday night, we ought to be a stronger church than we are tonight. And by next Sunday, we ought to even be stronger than we are now. We ought to be continually progressing, continually getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And that does away with all the suggestion. But Dan, do you think maybe we should do this to get more people in? No. That's not our focus. Our focus is to advance spiritually. And that's not against inviting people to church at all. Invite as many as you can. But no matter how many come, that's not what's going to make you to be the church that people need. What makes us to be the church that people need is to be spiritually right with God. We have to be spiritually right with the Lord. We must continually progress spiritually. And everything we do, the preaching and the teaching and the singing, is all to work to that end. To progress spiritually. It's not about, again, preaching messages that people are going to like so they'll come back. That's not what it's about. It's not about inventing a Sunday school system that will cause people to be more interested. It's not about singing songs that will cause people to feel good. It's about progressing spiritually. To going beyond where we are spiritually. And what a shame when churches concentrate on everything but the spiritual. Concentrate on every other aspect. And there are many aspects in a church. There are financial aspects. You can't avoid it. There are maintenance aspects. And on we can go. All of these things matter. But none of them ever take precedence over spiritual well-being. None of it, ever. That is always to be our priority. So this is why it's so important that we never lose sight of doing the Lord's business, not our business, the Lord's business. His way, not our way. For His honor and for His glory, not for our honor and our glory. We must never, ever lose sight of doing the Lord's business, the Lord's way, for His honor and for His glory. And when that is our focus, the spiritual aspect is where it belongs. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. We cannot lose what it's all about. We need, as individuals, we need to be dedicated. None of us, there isn't a person here, none of us are where we could be spiritually. We could all go further. We could all go beyond where we are. And we all hopefully realize that. But what is our attitude? Are we going to just keep reaching for more and more and more spiritually? That ought to be our attitude. That ought to be our spirit. I'm not what I ought to be, but I'm going to continue to strive to be what I ought to be. I'm not where I ought to be spiritually, but I'm going to strive to be there. And I'm not going to stop striving to be there. And then we ought to encourage one another to advance further spiritually. Don't ever bring someone down spiritually. Don't ever discourage someone who wants to advance spiritually. Don't ever do that. Don't ever be a hindrance to someone who wants to grow spiritually. Don't get in their way. If you can't encourage them, get out of the way. But don't get in the way. We need to strive to advance spiritually. And when we do that, the church advances spiritually. And then we are what people need. And that's what we want to be this evening. We care nothing about being the church that people want. Because what people want has absolutely nothing to do with God. But we want to be the church that people need. And therefore, we must be spiritually healthy. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us in a verse of song. Let's all stand. Brother Larry will lead us in singing.